This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Maybe you're already looking forward to the end of the day to open an IPA or a lager from a microbrewery. There are more than 1,000 around the country. But Beer Central is Vermont, which has the most microbreweries per capita. John Kalish reports.
Self-confessed beer geek Damon Nazarenko sits at a pizza place in Burlington, nursing a cold one from Zero Gravity Brewery. Nazarenko is a home brewer who enjoys hoppy beer with high alcohol content, and he says there's a lot of it in Vermont.
People from all over are now hearing about these spots that were sort of sacred and sort of like in the know in Vermont, and now a lot of people are coming from out of town to get their beer.
And a lot are heading to The Alchemist in Waterbury, Vermont. The brewery makes a double IPA called Heady Topper, which is only available in cans.
We do everything we can to ensure that you have this beautiful hop experience when you open that can.
Brewer John Kimmick says the Heady Topper sells out every week. The brewery limits customers to one case each. Heady Topper is currently rated the number one beer in America on BeerAdvocate.com. Another Vermont brewery, Hill Farmstead, produces four of the beers on the website's top 50 list.
I think it's a rejection of commodity products.
Steve Parks runs the American Brewers Guild School in Middlebury, Vermont, which has a two-year wait list for classes.
I think we're past the days of bread that doesn't taste like bread, of coffee that doesn't taste like coffee, and beer is just another one of those. This is part of a sea change in our culture.
The number of microbreweries in Vermont has doubled in the last 5 years. There are now 32 craft breweries here, and several more are being planned. As the head of the Vermont Brewers Association put it, we have more than we deserve. In Vermont, I'm John Kalish for Marketplace.